नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम् थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 11 12 एंड 13 टेक्स्ट 11 एंड 12 डोंट हैव एनी परपोर्ट सो द टेक्स्ट 13 हैज बीन रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड। अजात शत्रु प्रतियच्छ दायं तितिक्षतो दुर्विषहं तबागः सहानुजो यत्र वृकोदराहि श्वसन रुषा जत्तमलं विभेषी। विदुर सेड, यू मस्ट नाउ रिटर्न द लेजिटिमेट शेयर टू युधिष्ठिर हु हैज नो एनिमीज एंड हु हैज बीन फॉरबेयरिंग थ्रू अनटोल्ड सफरिंग्स ड्यू टू योर ऑफेंसेस। ही इज वेटिंग विथ हिज यंगर ब्रदर्स अमंग होम is the revengeful Bhima, breathing heavily like a snake. Surely you are afraid of him. Which verse was done yesterday? 11 and 12. Achha, 12 had, oh I see, right, 12 has purport. Okay, since I am reading, I'll just read it through for my benefit. Parjastu Devo Bhagavan Mukunda गृहीतवान् शिक्षक्षीति देव देव आस्ते शपूर्जां जदु देव देव विनिर्जिता शेष नृदेव देव। लॉर्ड कृष्णा द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हैज एक्सेप्टेड द सन्स ऑफ प्रीथा एज हिज किन्समैन एंड ऑल द किंग्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड आर विथ लॉर्ड कृष्णा। ही इज प्रेजेंट इन हिज होम विथ ऑल हिज फैमिली मेंबर्स। The kings and princes of the Jadu dynasty who have conquered an unlimited number of rulers, and he is their lord. Sa esha doshaha purusha dvid aste grihan pravishto yam अपत्या मत्या पुष्णासी कृष्णान विमुखो गतश्रीस तेजसु त्वाजसु अश्वैवं कूला कौशलाय। शैष दोष पुरुषद्विरास्ते गृहान् प्रविष्ट जमपत्यमत्या पुष्णाशि कृष्णाद् विमुख गतश्री तज्जाशैवं कुलकौशलाय। तज्जाशैवं कुलकौशलाय स एष दोष पुरुषद्विरास्ते गृहान् प्रविष्ट जमपत्यमत्या कृष्णा पुष्णासि कृष्णाद् विमुखो गतश्री तजश्च शैवं कुलकौशलाय। स एष दोष पुरुषद्विरास्ते गृहान् प्रविष्ट जमपत्यमत्या কৃষ্ণাসি কৃষ্ণাদ বিমুখ গত শ্রী ত্যাজ্যস্য শৈবম কুলকৌশলায় স হি এষ দিস দোষ অফেন্স পার্সনিফাই পুরুষদ্বিট এনভিয়স অফ লর্ড কৃষ্ণ আস্তে এক্সিস্ট গৃহান হাউসহোল্ড প্রবিষ্ট এন্টার্ড ইয়াম হুম অপত্যমাত্যা থিঙ্কিং টু বি ইয়র সান উষ্ণাশি মেইনটেনিং কৃষ্ণাত ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ বিমুখ ইন অপোজিশন গতশ্রী ডিভয়েড অফ এভরিথিং অসপিশিয়াস তাজা গিভ আপ আশু অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ পসিবল অশৈবম ইন অসপিশিয়াস কুল ফ্যামিলি কৌশলায় ফর দ্য সেক অফ Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. You are maintaining offense personified Duryodhana as your infallible son. But he is envious of Lord Krishna. And because you are thus maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid of all auspicious qualities. Relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible and do good to the whole family. Please repeat after me. You are maintaining offense personified. Duryodhan as your infallible son. But he is envious of Lord Krishna. And because you are thus maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid of all auspicious qualities. Relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible and do good to the whole family. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A good son is called apatya, one who does not allow his father to fall down. The son can protect the father's soul when the father is dead by offering sacrifices to please the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. This system is still prevalent in India. After the death of his father, a son goes to offer sacrifices at the lotus feet of Vishnu at Gaya and thus delivers the father's soul if the father is fallen. But if the son is already an enemy of Vishnu, how in such an inimical mood can he offer sacrifice unto Lord Vishnu's lotus feet? Lord Krishna is directly the personality of Godhead Vishnu, and Duryodhana was inimical towards him. He would therefore be unable to protect his father, Dhritarashtra, after his death. He himself was to fall down because of his faithlessness towards Vishnu. How then could he protect his father? Vidura advised Dhritarashtra to get rid of such an unworthy son as Duryodhana as soon as possible, if he was at all anxious to see to the good of his entire family. According to the moral instructions of Chanakya Pandit, what is the use of a son who is neither a learned man nor a devotee of the Lord? If a son is not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, he is just like a blind eye, a source of trouble. A physician may sometimes advise the extraction of such useless eyes from their sockets so that one can be relieved of the constant trouble. Duryodhana was exactly like blind, troubling eyes. He would be a source of great trouble to the family of Dhritarashtra as soon as foreseen by Vidura. Vidura therefore rightly advised his eldest brother to get rid of the source of trouble. Dhritarashtra was wrongly maintaining such a personified offense under the mistaken impression that Duryodhan was a good son, able to liberate his father. So, Dhritarashtra became very worried when his messenger came back from Yudhishthir Maharaj. Dhritarashtra actually made an absolutely unreasonable proposal to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj was very humble, very submissive, very honest, and because of his honesty, he actually suffered. People like Duryodhan took advantage of him in so many ways. He tried to kill them, he tried to burn them in a house of Shalak, and then finally he arranged to put them in an exile for 12 years. So these are some very, very heinous activities. The Shastra actually says that some people can be killed and that would not involve any sin. And one of those sins is that if somebody puts fire in his house, if somebody burns his house, then he can be killed. Especially for a Kshatriya, their business is killing. Kshatriyas are expert in killing. But at the same time, Kshatriya would see what are the justified reasons to kill somebody. And because Duryodhan set their house in fire, they were eligible to kill Duryodhan. But they didn't do that. Yudhishthir Maharaj was so generous that he accepted it as his misfortune. Okay, it happened, they tried to kill us, so what to do? But then another reason one can kill somebody is if somebody insults one's wife, he can be killed. If somebody violates one's wife, that person can be killed. And they did that. They publicly insulted Draupadi in the royal assembly. That was another reason why Pandavas could have killed Duryodhana. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. But what to speak of killing when the Pandavas were sent in exile by treacherous Duryodhans, very, very heinous arrangement. And at that time, they simply accepted that as their misfortune. And at that time, the Gandharva king attacked Duryodhan with his army. Duryodhan went there with his whole entire army. Not only his entire army, he took his whole entourage. He took his wife, the Kauravas took their wives, they took the dancing girls, they took the musicians. They simply wanted to harass the Pandavas who were in exile in the forest. They wanted to go and show them their opulence and try to create envy in their hearts. But when they're coming to the forest, Dvaitavan, then he got, Duryodhana and his soldier army got attacked by these Gandharvas. And the Gandharvas were so powerful that Karna with his army was defeated and Karna ran away. And Duryodhana was, along with his brothers, were taken into captivity along with their wives. And at that time, some of the soldiers who actually, who could escape, they went and reported to Yudhishthira Maharaj that, look, Duryodhana has been taken into captivity by the Gandharvas. So what to speak of killing his enemy who tried to... Another reason one can kill is because if somebody gives poison. If somebody gives poison, if somebody sets fire, house in fire, if somebody violates one's wife, like these persons can be killed. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, he told Bhima and Arjuna, just go and rescue them. Bhima was always burning with anger. When they were in exile, Bhima sometimes would get into big fight with Yudhishthira Maharaj and accuse him, it's because of you that we are in this condition. But at the same time, Bhima is very submissive to his elder brother. Although he would accuse him, but at the same time, he would just accept, okay, my brother said it, so I must follow. So Yudhishthira Maharaj then advised, Bhima and Arjun were happy that they were, they got a final lesson. They have been captured by Gandharva and he will take them to the Gandharva Loka and keep them in prison. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, you go. It'll be a disgrace to our family. That after all, they are our family members. When they're put into captivity, it'll be a disgrace to the Kuru dynasty, Kuru family. If their wives, if the queens are insulted and violated, that'll be a disgrace to our family. So go and rescue them. So this is how generous Yudhishthira Maharaj was. But Dhritarashtra sent his messenger. And who was the messenger? The messenger was Sanjay himself, his secretary. Sanjay didn't like it, but because his master told him to go, he went and made that proposal. And the proposal was that, Yudhishthira, you have been so nice. At that time, in the assembly, when they treacherously defeated you in the game of dice and insulted Draupadi, you could have got into a war with my sons, but you didn't do that. You tolerated that. You tolerated them time and time again. You have forgiven them for all their sins, all their insults and all their mischief. So please continue to tolerate them. Please continue to tolerate them and let them enjoy their kingdom. Yeah? And you stay in the forest. After all, this is just one life. What is the loss? So shamelessly, Dhritarashtra actually sent this message. But then Yudhishthira actually, along with... And by the time, everyone was there. Krishna was there. They all came because the war was inevitable. The war was imminent. So there was no way the war could have been avoided. So that's why they came. Krishna came with his jadus. Sattaki came with his soldiers. Then Drupad came with Dhrishtadyumna and Shikhandi. And Virat came with his army. And in this way, they were all there. And Sanjay came to carry this message. And they were just burning with anger when they heard this. And at that time, it became quite clear that in this battle, no matter how powerful Duryodhan thinks himself to be, in this battle he is going to lose. He is going to lose the battle. And a thing that had been pointed out, that look, these are the soldiers, these are the warriors in our sight. And you consider, you're thinking that Bhishma is so powerful that you will win with Bhishma's strength. But look, here is Shikhandi. The Shikhandi has appeared to kill Bhishma. So Bhishma has been destined to die by Shikhandi. And here is Dhrishtadyumna, who appeared from the sacrificial fire to kill Drona. And here are all the other soldiers. Look at all these warriors and with their soldiers. You are thinking that you will win with the strength of Karna. But Karna is completely insignificant in front of Arjuna. And now that Krishna has become Arjuna's charioteer, what chance does your Karna stand? Karna will be killed. In this way, Sanjay was informed that, look, this war, Duryodhan is not going to win. And on top of everything, so many times Duryodhan has been defeated by Arjuna. His whole army has been defeated. And remember that when the Gandharvas defeated Duryodhan and his army along with Karna, then who actually saved them from the Gandharvas? It's Arjuna. So you think that you have any chance of winning this battle? So many times you have already been defeated. Without this army, without the support of Virat, without the support of Drupad, without the support of the Satvaki, without the support of so many other kings. So what is your possibility of winning this battle? And then two more important points had been pointed out. That look, everybody knows that Yudhishthira Maharaj is Dharma personified. And Duryodhan is sin personified, adharma personified. So victory will be where Dharma is. Ultimately victory will be where Dharma is. So how can you hope, how can you expect that Duryodhan is going to win? And on top of everything, when Krishna is siding with the Pandavas, what is your chance of winning this battle? So ultimate consideration of victory is Krishna. You side with Krishna, he will win, you will win. Time and time again, that has been pointed out. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha were so powerful. But Varahadev killed Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu became almost immortal. The Lord came as Nrisingadev and killed him. Ravan was so powerful, but Ramchandra killed him. And just with a bunch of monkeys, he defeated Ravana. So it has been pointed out that wherever there is Vishnu, wherever there is Krishna, there is bound to be victory. So how do you expect to win? Sanjay also didn't like to go as Dhritarashtra's messenger to the court of the Pandavas. So he said that, look, when he came back, he just told Dhritarashtra that you make me sick. I didn't like to go. I didn't want to go. But you are, because you asked me, I had to go because I am duty bound. But look, what are you? You are adharma person. You are just supporting adharma personified. So why are you getting into this war? Rather get rid of your son, or the whole family will be destroyed. The writing is completely clearly written. The writing is on the wall. There is nothing can change this situation. And he didn't tell him what Yudhishthir Maharaj said. He said, I'll come and tell you. I'll tell that to the assembly. Please allow me to go home now. Saying that, Sanjaya left. And when Sanjaya left, Dhritarashtra became very, very worried. He became very worried. So he called for Vidura. And then Vidura came and Dhritarashtra told him that, Vidura, you are my only friend. You are my only well-wisher. So, please tell me, what should I do? I can't sleep. Please tell me, how can I get some sleep? Then Vidura informed how five kinds of people cannot sleep. One who is lusting after somebody else's wife, he cannot sleep. One who is impious, he cannot sleep. The one who expects ill of others, he cannot sleep. A thief cannot sleep. One, he lost his wealth or about to lose his wealth, cannot sleep. In this way, he gave five reasons why one cannot sleep. And he said that, anyway, you are not guilty of any of these five, so why shouldn't you be able to sleep? Go to sleep. And Dhritarashtra was used to the insults of Vidura, sarcasms of Vidura. Vidura told him so many times. So Vidura told that, look, give the kingdom back. Give the kingdom back and you'll feel so peaceful. You'll sleep like an innocent child. And here also Vidura is now telling Dhritarashtra, that you are maintaining offense personified, Duryodhan. Duryodhan is offense personified. Dosha purushad vidaste. Dosha, esha dosha, offense personified. And he is also purushad vidaste. He is envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Param Purush Krishna. He is envious of Krishna. And and because you are thus maintaining a non-devotee of Krishna, you are devoid of all auspicious qualities. Because you are supporting Duryodhan, who is envious of Krishna, you lost all good qualities. Devoid of all auspicious qualities. Relieve yourself of this ill fortune as soon as possible and do good to the whole family. In this way, just get rid of Duryodhan. Actually, from the time Duryodhan was born, Vidura had been telling Dhritarashtra. When he was born, there were inauspicious signs. And seeing the signs, he told that, look, get rid of this one child of yours. It's just one child. You'll have 99 other children, 99 other sons. But Dhritarashtra didn't listen. So that's what Vidura pointed out also. He said, you are saying that you can't sleep now? You actually couldn't sleep since the time the Pandavas came. The sages from Badarikashram brought these five children of Pandu to the royal court. From that time you couldn't sleep. You became envious of them. He had been in such anxiety. You are so blind. You are not only blind with your eyes, you are blind internally also. You are spiritually blind. You couldn't see where dharma is. Rather, you sided with adharma. And the result is your miserable condition. Your heart is constantly burning with envy. So in this way, Vidura gave the good advice to Dhritarashtra. But did Dhritarashtra listen to the advice of Vidura? And the result was, the battle of Kurukshetra was inevitable. So in this way, from the scriptures, we learn some lessons. What lesson do we learn? The most important lesson that we learn is always side with Krishna and never go against Krishna. Become a devotee of Krishna. Always side with Krishna. If somebody is going against Krishna, never support him. Never side with him. Because if you side with Krishna, then all auspiciousness will be there. If you don't side with Krishna, rather you side with those who are envious of Krishna, then no matter how opulent you are, you will lose all your good fortune. You will lose all your wealth. You will lose everything. We can see, Ravana went against Ramchandra. And what was the result of that? He lost everything. Although he was so powerful, although he had such opulence. Lanka, his capital, Ravana's capital, was made of solid gold. It's made of gold. Like the houses were made of gold. And not just gold plating, gold leafing. They're made with bricks of gold. They're plastered with gold. Can you imagine how opulent he must have been? But he lost everything. One after another, he lost his brothers, he lost his brother, very dear to him, he lost. His sons, he lost one after another. Everyone who was dear to him, he lost. And then finally he was killed. All these powerful demons, Kamsa and his followers, although so powerful, but what happened? All his accomplices, all his associates were killed one after another, and finally Kamsa was killed. Now do you want a destiny like that? We lose everything and become miserable? No. So if we do not want such misfortune, what should we do? We should follow one simple policy, always side with Krishna. And never go against him. You'll always become fortunate. It's a very simple lesson. Or will you leave Krishna and go away? Does anybody want... Okay, how many of you want to side with Krishna? Raise your hand. Okay, very good. How many of you didn't understand what I said? Raise your hands. Don't feel shy. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Shakala Bhushte Parish, Amiki Bollam. Keke, English Bhushte Parani. এই ক্লাসে আজকে আমরা যেটা যে অধ্যায়টা পাঠ করছি সেই অধ্যায় বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে যে যুধিষ্ঠির এই শ্লোক অধ্যায়ে বর্ণনা হচ্ছে, পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ শুকদেব গোস্বামীকে প্রশ্ন করছেন। সেই শুকদেব গোস্বামীকে পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ যে প্রশ্ন করেছিলেন এবং তার যে উত্তর পরীক্ষিত মহারাজকে শুকদেব গোস্বামী দিয়েছিলেন, তার বর্ণনা শুত গোস্বামী করেন নৈমিষারণ্যে ঋষিদের কাছে। এখন এর আগের অধ্যায়ে সৃষ্টিতত্ত্ব বিশ্লেষণ করা হয়েছে। এর আগের অধ্যায়গুলিতে প্রথমে চতুশ্লোকী ভাগবতের বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে, তারপরে তারপরে এর মহাপুরাণের দশটি লক্ষণ বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে, এবং তারপরে সেই মহাপুরাণের দশটি লক্ষণের মধ্যে প্রথমটি হচ্ছে স্বর্গ, অর্থাৎ মূল সৃষ্টি এবং তারপরে বিসর্গ, সেটি হচ্ছে আপেক্ষিক সৃষ্টি, এবং সেই স্বর্গ এবং বিসর্গের বর্ণনা করার পরে শোনার পরে পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ জিজ্ঞাসা করছেন শুকদেব গোস্বামীকে, বিদুর যখন মৈত্রেয় ঋষির সঙ্গে আপনি বললেন যে বিদুর গৃহত্যাগ করলেন, দুর্যোধনের দ্বারা অপমানিত হয়ে তিনি গৃহত্যাগ করলেন, প্রাসাদ ত্যাগ করলেন, করে তিনি তীর্থ পর্যটনে বেরোন, এবং তখন তার সঙ্গে মৈত্র ঋষির সাক্ষাৎ হয়। এখন বিদুর এবং মৈত্র ঋষির মধ্যে যে কথোপকথন হয়েছিল, যে আলোচনা হয়েছিল, সেটা আপনি আমাকে বলুন। সেই সূত্রে এখানে শুকদেব গোস্বামী বর্ণনা করছেন কিভাবে বিদুর কিভাবে কুরুক্ষেত্র যুদ্ধ যখন অবশ্যম্ভাবী হয়ে ওঠে, কৃষ্ণ স্বয়ং দূত হয়ে যান ধৃতরাষ্ট্রের কাছে, পাণ্ডব কৌরবদের কাছে, এবং গিয়ে তাদেরকে বোঝাবার চেষ্টা করেন, কিন্তু তারা কৃষ্ণের সেই উপদেশ তারা শোনেননি। পক্ষান্তরে দুর্যোধন কৃষ্ণকে বন্দী করতে চেষ্টা করে, তারপরে বিদুর কে দুর্যোধন যখন অপমান করে তখন বিদুর গৃহত্যাগ করে চলে যায়, তারই বর্ণনা এখানে হচ্ছে। সেই সূত্রে আমরা আজ আলোচনা করলাম যে কুরুক্ষেত্র যুদ্ধ যখন শুরু হতে যাচ্ছে তখন আমরা দেখতে পাচ্ছি যে দুই দেশ, যে পাণ্ডব পক্ষের থেকে নানা রকম চেষ্টা করা হচ্ছে সেই যুদ্ধটাকে এড়াবার জন্য। যুধিষ্ঠির মহারাজ অবশেষে বলেছিলেন যে তাকে যদি পাঁচটা গ্রাম, অর্ধ রাজ্যও দিতে হবে না, পাঁচটা গ্রাম যদি তাকে দেওয়া হয় তিনি সন্তুষ্ট থাকবেন, কিন্তু দুর্যোধন সে তাও দিতে রাজি হল না। দুর্যোধনের কি বক্তব্য ছিল? বিনা যুদ্ধে নাহি দিব সুচ্চগ্র মেদিনী, বিনা যুদ্ধে নাহি দিব সুচ্চগ্র মেদিনী। তারপরে তার আগের ঘটনাগুলি একটু বর্ণনা হচ্ছে এখানে, যে যেটা আমি এখন ইয়ে করলাম, যে সঞ্জয়কে ধৃতরাষ্ট্র দূত হিসেবে পাঠিয়েছিল যুধিষ্ঠির মহারাজের কাছে। তার বক্তব্য ছিল, যুধিষ্ঠির তুমি তো আমার ছেলেদের নানা রকম অসৎ আচরণ সহ্য করেছ, তোমাকে ওরা নানাভাবে নির্যাতন করেছে, সেগুলি তোমরা সব সহ্য করেছ, তো তুমি আরো কিছুদিন সহ্য করে যাও, তোমরা তো ইচ্ছে করলে ওকে দণ্ড দিতে পারতে, ওকে পরাস্ত করতে পারতে, কিন্তু করনি, কেন? তুমি ওটা সহ্য করে গেছ, এটা তোমার মহৎ গুণ, তুমি একজন মহান ব্যক্তি, তোমার মতো মানুষ পৃথিবীতে হয় না, তুমি কেবল এরকম একটা কাজ করতে পারবে, তুমি আমার ছেলেদের নিরঙ্কুশ রাজ্য ভোগ করতে দিতে পারো, আর সারা জীবন তুমি তোমার ভাইদের নিয়ে বনে থাকো, 12 বছর তো বনে কাটালে আর কয়েকটা বছর কাটিয়ে এই জীবনটা মনে মনেই কাটিয়ে দাও, এটা একটা জীবন মোটে, আর সেই আমার ছেলেদেরকে ভালো করে রাজ্য ভোগ করতে দাও। এখন যুদ্ধ প্রায় অবশ্যম্ভাবী হয়ে উঠেছিল, যুদ্ধ অবশ্যম্ভাবী ছিল তখন, তাই জন্য তখন তারা সমস্ত সৈন্য সামন্ত সমবেত হয়েছে। কৃষ্ণ ওখানে উপস্থিত পাণ্ডবদের সঙ্গে, বিরাট তার সৈন্যদের নিয়ে উপস্থিত, দ্রুপদ তার সৈন্যদের নিয়ে উপস্থিত, যার পাণ্ডব পক্ষে যারা যারা যোগদান করেছেন সকলে উপস্থিত। তখন সঞ্জয়কে কয়েকটা কথা বুঝিয়ে দেওয়া হয়েছিল, দেখো তোমরা মনে করো না যে আমরা অসহায়, দুর্যোধন মনে করছে যে সে যুদ্ধে জয় করবে আমাদের সঙ্গে, কিন্তু সেটা সম্ভব হবে না, কেন আমরা অসহায় নই, এই সমস্ত রাজারা আমাদের পক্ষে যোগদান করেছে, এবং তাছাড়াও কারোর অপেক্ষা না করেই অর্জুন আর ভীম তোমাদেরকে পরাস্ত করতে পারে। তা এখন তারা কেবল সমস্ত রাজারাই তাদের সৈন্য সামন্ত নিয়ে উপস্থিত নয়, কৃষ্ণ রয়েছেন আমাদের সঙ্গে, অর্জুনের সঙ্গে, সুতরাং কৃষ্ণকে ছাড়াই অর্জুন তোমাদেরকে পরাস্ত করতে পারে। এখন কৃষ্ণ যখন ওর পক্ষে আছে, তখন তোমরা তোমাদের জয়ের আশা করো কি করে, আর তোমরা আশা করছো যে ভীষ্ম দ্রোণ এদের বলে বলিয়ান হয়ে তোমরা রাজ্য জয় করবে, যুদ্ধ জয় করবে, কিন্তু ভেবে দেখো এই যে শিখণ্ডী, এই শিখণ্ডী কেন জন্মেছে, ভীষ্মকে বধ করার জন্য। এই শিখণ্ডীকে পূর্বজন্মে শিখণ্ডী কে ছিল, অম্বা, অম্বা ভীষ্মকে বধ করার পণ করে অগ্নিতে প্রবেশ করে আত্মাহুতি দেয়, এবং সেই অম্বা এখন শিখণ্ডী রূপে অগ্নি থেকে, যজ্ঞাগ্নি থেকে এসেছে। সুতরাং ভীষ্মের মৃত্যু অবশ্যম্ভাবী, ভীষ্ম যদিও ভীষ্ম ইচ্ছা মৃত্যু, কিন্তু এই যুদ্ধে ভীষ্মের মৃত্যু হবে। আর দ্রোণাচার্যকে বধ করার জন্য এই ধৃষ্টদ্যুম্ন যজ্ঞাগ্নি থেকে এসেছে, সুতরাং দ্রোণাচার্যেরও মৃত্যু হবে। আর তোমার তোমাদের পক্ষটা সমস্ত পাপীদের পক্ষ, আর এই যুধিষ্ঠির মহারাজের পক্ষ, পাণ্ডব পক্ষ হচ্ছে ধর্মের পক্ষ, যথা ধর্ম তথা জয়, যেখানে ধর্ম সেখানে জয় অবশ্যম্ভাবী। আর সবার উপরে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ এখন আমাদের পক্ষে আছে, সুতরাং ভগবানকে কে পরাস্ত করতে পারবে? ভগবান যদি অস্ত্র ধারণ করবেন না, তবুও ভগবান অর্জুনের সারথি হওয়ার ফলে তার কৃপায় অর্জুন অবশ্যই জয়ী হবে। তো এইভাবে আমরা দেখতে পাচ্ছি যে কৃষ্ণের পক্ষ অবলম্বন। আচ্ছা, এখানে এই শ্লোকে কি বলা হচ্ছে, যেহেতু তুমি যে অধর্মের প্রতীক, তোমার ছেলেটি হচ্ছে, তোমার ছেলে দুর্যোধন হচ্ছে সমস্ত পাপের মূর্তিমান প্রতীক, তোমার ছেলেটি হচ্ছে মূর্তিমান পাপ, আর অন্য পক্ষে কৃষ্ণ স্বয়ং রয়েছেন, আর তোমার ছেলেটি কি, তোমার ছেলে কৃষ্ণ বিদ্বেষী, সুতরাং এইরকম পুত্রকে, এই পুত্রকে তোমার রাখা উচিত নয়, একে ত্যাগ করে দাও, এই পুত্র না থাকা, এরকম পুত্র না থাকাই ভালো, যদি এই পুত্রকে তুমি ত্যাগ না করো তাহলে তোমার বংশটা, আমাদের এই বংশটা ধ্বংস হয়ে যাবে, কুরুবংশ ধ্বংস হয়ে যাবে। এইভাবে বোঝাবার চেষ্টা করা হল, কিন্তু ধৃতরাষ্ট্র যে কেবল অন্ধই নয়, যে ধর্মান্ধ, ধর্মের বিষয়ে যে অন্ধ, সে বুঝতে পারল না, সে যুদ্ধে পাণ্ডবদের বিরুদ্ধ পক্ষ অবলম্বন করে নিজেদের সর্বনাশ দেখে আনল। এর থেকে, এই সমস্ত উপাখ্যান থেকে আমরা কি দেখতে পাচ্ছি, এই সমস্ত লীলা ভগবানের লীলা থেকে আমরা কি শিক্ষা পাচ্ছি? আমরা শিক্ষা পাচ্ছি যে কোনো অবস্থায় ভগবানের বিরোধী হওয়া উচিত নয়, সর্বদাই ভগবানের আনুগত্য হয়ে থাকা তাই শ্রেয়স্কর। ভগবানের অনুগত হয়ে থাকলেই আমাদের জয় অবশ্যই হবে, আমাদের জীবন সম্পূর্ণরূপে সফল হবে, সার্থক হবে। সুতরাং ভগবানের আনুগত্য করাটি, ভগবানের বিরোধিতা না করে ভগবানের অনুগত হয়ে থাকাটি হচ্ছে জীবনের চরম লক্ষ্য। তো ভগবানের অনুগত হয়ে থাকবে না ভগবানের বিরোধী হবে, ভগবানের অনুগত হয়ে থাকবে না যারা ভগবানের বিরোধী তাদের অনুগত হবে। আমি বুঝতে পারছি তোমরা মৌন অবলম্বন করে আছো, অর্থাৎ তোমরা ভগবানের পক্ষ অবলম্বন করতে মনস্থ করেছ, সবসময় ভগবানেরই অনুগত হয়ে থাকো। ওকে, থ্যাংক ইউ, হরে কৃষ্ণ। ডাজ এনিবডি হ্যাভ এনি কোয়েশ্চেন? ইয়েস, নিতাই চন্দ্র, গেট দ্য মাইক, অর ইউ ক্যান সে ইট, আই ক্যান হিয়ার। ওকে, হি ইজ ব্রিং দ্য মাইক। I could remember only three. Do you remember the other three? Right. I mentioned three. One who gives poison, one who sets house on fire, one who violates one's wife.
Captures one's land.
One who takes away the kingdom. You said attacks with a weapon. And what's the fifth one? Sixth one. Anyway, we found five. Good. Yeah, there are six. There were 18 Akshohinis. Pandavas had 7, they had 11. Kauravas had 11 Akshohinis, so almost double the strength, but still Pandavas won, because Krishna alone is what to speak of 11. Krishna alone is good enough for 11 zillion Akshohinis, right? Because that shows that Arjuna was empowered by Krishna. So when Krishna left, all the power was gone. Of course, another thing is that empowerment, here also you can see, how does that empowerment take place? It takes place out of love. His deep love for Krishna, deep dependence on Krishna actually empowered him. But when Krishna left, Arjun felt as if he lost his connection to Krishna, and as a result of that, he felt that he doesn't have any more power left.
Who?
Dhritarashtra.
The spouse of Vidura, and as a result he left his come and he went and gave it to him. So he had, he was fortunate enough to be living a pure devotee in Gurudeva. So my question is, although he had that relationship since a long time, even in this example, he is still eager to hear from Gurudeva, eager to take his advice, and he would even tolerate his chastisements at times in that way. But in spite of being so related to Gurudeva and hearing from him, why is it that he couldn't give up his attachment?
He could not give up his attachment.
Why is this?
Maya. That's what Maya is. Although the good advices are there, but one can't accept those good advices and act accordingly. And the advantage of good association, devotee association, is that although all his life he did not listen to Vidura, but at the end of his life that he listened to Vidura, his life became successful. So even though you may be against a devotee is all your life, but at least at the final moment, surrender yourself to the devotees. That's the lesson we get. Any other question? Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Tomader Bhakti Shastri class announced kora hoyeche? বলা হয়েছে ওকে আজকে 4টা থেকে 6টা হবে আর কালকে থেকে 10টা থেকে 12টা ফার্স্ট ক্লাস আর 5টা থেকে 7টা সেকেন্ড ক্লাস ওকে থ্যাংক ইউ হরে কৃষ্ণ